Hi everyone, this is Donna Slater from the north of England. Well, I decided to take the risk and submit a sound-seeing tour and hope that you all enjoy it. The first sound-seeing tour I'm submitting is of our visit to the Jorvik Viking Museum in York. Now, we went on holiday to York a few weeks ago in the height of the school summer holidays, and it was very, very busy. So, although there are some good parts to this sound-seeing tour, there is a lot of background noise, and I really couldn't do anything about that. I hope you enjoy the sound-seeing tour nevertheless, and that you find some bits of interest. Possibly just use the fast-forward key if you're getting fed up with it, or the delete key if you really don't like it. You'll note that the sound-seeing tour commences by our taking a park-and-ride bus into York. And this is a real experience for my children because where I live is very rural. And basically, they very, very rarely get to travel on a bus. So that in itself was quite an experience. Then the city of York was such a contrast to where we live. It's so much busier than where we live. I think the children found that quite overwhelming initially. On the bus journey into York, you'll hear us talking about my ex-guide dogs, Rachel and Fallon. I had Rachel for about 10 years and Fallon only for a few months. Rachel was quite a character. I'm afraid that, unlike Larry, I don't think I was the ideal guide dog owner. I really didn't spend enough time with Rachel outside working hours. I'm not one of these people who is really, really keen on animals. And when I went to the guide dog training centre, I did tell them this. And despite that, they needed to provide me with a high energy dog because of the speed and the amount of walking I was doing. And so they gave me Rachel, but Rachel basically was so, so people oriented. She loved attention. And I just don't think she got enough off me outside work hours. So she was quite a character. She worked quite well. She was a very bright dog and she used to get very bored easily. And if people want in the future, I'll talk about her a bit more, but you will get some idea of things she used to do from the conversations that go on the bus. Fallon I had for 5 months. She was a lovely dog, but Alex was only 1 year old at the time. And the house where we were living really wasn't conducive to having a guide dog. And at the time of getting Fallon, I wasn't sure if I'd made the right move. And I did discuss it a lot with the guide dog training centre, but they felt, and I felt, that we could make it work. Unfortunately, after 5 months, I basically felt that Fallon wasn't getting on with Alex. Alex wasn't getting on with Fallon. And I wasn't getting out enough with Fallon and Alex. Basically, the situation was that I would take Fallon out while somebody else looked after Alex, which wasn't ideal and wasn't my reason for getting Fallon. So I made the very difficult decision to ask the guide dog centre to take Fallon back and retrain her for someone else. And I reverted to using my long cane, which I'm still using. And basically, I think we'll use for the foreseeable future. I don't envisage getting a guide dog again for quite some time to come. Just a bit of background to a few things which crop up in the Jorvik sound-seeing tour. The time machine which we went into basically was a room with several rows of seats which had screens all the way around the walls. And as the music changes in the time machine episode, different pictures flashed up around the wall. And these pictures showed things that happened at that particular time. The Jorvik, the Viking ride itself, the ride through the Jorvik, through the city, was absolutely excellent. It was a ride made up from time capsules, which six people could sit in. And each person had a speaker close to their head, and you could decide whether you wanted your commentary in English, French, German, Japanese, etc., etc., and even whether you wanted a child's commentary. Now, I held the microphone as near as I could to the speaker, but because of the angle of the speaker, it was quite difficult to get the commentary level any louder. As we rode through the Viking city, we basically stopped in front of lots of animated figures doing various things, lots of pictures and sets of houses and street scenes, etc., etc. And the smells were incredible. They had really gone to a lot of effort to recreate the smells. So, for example, when we pass the occupied toilet, the smell is not very pleasant at all. Okay, the only thing I need to add now are the people who are with me on the sound scene tour. There's my husband, Matt, and our two children, Alex, age 6, and Bethany, age 3. And there are Matt's parents, Frank and Zella. And as I say, I hope you enjoy the tour. Please let me have some feedback as to whether you want more of these or whether you think I should just keep them for family records. I don't mind either way. I'm willing to share if people want. If not, that's fine. My email address is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, at TalkTalk, T-A-L-K, .net. Thanks again, Larry, for allowing me to submit this sound scene tour, and I hope people do enjoy it.
Right, hold my hand. Are you zipped?
You're not, are you? No. Let's see if you can shove it a bit chilly otherwise.
Alright.
But stop being a sausage.
I have my hood up.
You have your hood up? Put it up. Do it again. Right, hold my hand. She holds your hand. Frank?
She better behave then. She better behave then, haven't she? Alright.
Can I help you? Oh, yeah. The park ride buses.
Yeah, you pay the driver when he comes in.
Right.
Okay, it's £1.80 per adult.
Okay.
Thank you.
But as soon as he comes in, you'll pull up here. Just pay the driver when you get on.
Excellent.
Have you got the plastic tokens? Or did you walk in?
No, we're packed.
Are you in a camper van?
Yes.
That's fine, then you don't need a token. It's all right.
Right. Thank you.
Help it out.
Thank you. Jeep back in the Norwegian.
What is it, £1.80 per adult, did he say?
Yeah, that's about 20 something.
£1.80 per adult, I think he said it. I think, I'm not sure. I don't know, they just put tourists up around us. I just the facilities for anyone with kids around us are just dire. I wouldn't go on holiday in the house.
That'd be quite right. A bit over expensive.
It's disgusting, isn't it? It's all right, yeah, you can go to the lakes if it's nice weather and they can play. And, you know, or the river, you know, find something to play. That's it. That's the lot. There's the animal park. Well, heck.
What?
Then there's a dog museum. Mm. And that's, you know. That's it, isn't it?
The course to the rapid.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose there's that. Muncaster Castle. Which is quite good. We ought to do that again, actually. Matt. Because I like doing that. Yeah. And Bethany hasn't. And yeah, we should do that. We should do the Rattle and do Muncaster.
It's coming now. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll have to wait for Grandma and Bethany. What?
Bethany,
Bethany, come here. Big swimming
pool. What? What? Bethany. Yes. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that, definitely. Anyway, we've got enough paying adults.
Right, it's 180 an adult. So that's
360.
Mama?
Alex.
Mama?
Alex.
Mum.
And it means that it's less cars going through the city. So you park on the outside.
There's three buses!
And then they take
three
you
buses.
In. It's a very good way of doing.
Three buses. Not allowed to press the button.
No, I won't press the button. No, I don't know which shop we want.
Oh, gosh. Did you see that?
What?
Turn around, press the button.
Sit down, Alex.
Sit down, sit still.
You do things like that, you snap. What do you say?
Snap. Okay.
museum's free. Yeah. I don't think we do really, because that's like for more. Yeah. I mean, they have small charges if they've got like exhibitions on, or like sometimes they have a small train ride thing. And yeah, it's there now, it is, yeah. Yeah. Science Museum is, yeah. Railway Museum is. V&A. There's the V&A is, and there's a maritime one, in London that is. Yeah, there's like various, you know, really big ones that are. You go in it then. No way. You go on it. No.
I don't know of many little trusters that are randomly left guided.
No, definitely not. Absolutely not. That'd be like lending Bethany out, actually. Could I heck? No. Get it out! They said they'd tell us, but they never did. So I don't know. She'll have been good for someone. The right person she'll have been good with. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I do.
No, I haven't. It was like this. I bought that.
Yas would have made the best guide dog ever. Yas would have made a superb guide dog. Where they use German Shepherds, they make absolutely astonishingly good guide dogs, and they're so
Look, Alex, because it's a really old wool there.
Yeah, getting the right temperament's hard. Training them is hard, and for whoever has them, it's quite hard initially to get the dog's trust and loyalty. But once you've got it, that's it. They are brilliant, brilliant guide dogs.
Never better, very old town.
She had trust and loyalty in whoever she wanted, did Rachel?
Rachel
had trust and loyalty in whoever she wanted, if you know what I mean. She, you know, a German Shepherd, you don't get that. They're a one-person dog, and that is it.
That's better, they're all very old.
No.
Rachel, in some ways, you probably could have had little lend out.
You could, but it would have been exciting, wouldn't it? Yeah. Would have been quite entertaining.
Boss doesn't look old.
She was.
Looks like brandy.
No. She was really good. But some of the antics she got up to.
Granddad.
I know. Didn't matter if I was in or out though, did it?
No.
It's just like that didn't count.
See,
that was so funny. Do you remember how annoyed Mum was that time
when
she took the newspaper straight past my mum to Matt?
She used to have to pay a toll to come through this gate.
She must have known. I tell you, she must have had a sixth sense.
That's an old, very old church there, Alex.
This is the bus stop.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. No.
And Yas was the same.
Mm. Yeah.
Stopping.
Where are we heading to first?
Look, it says stopping.
You are
prove it.
The next one.
We've just gone over the bridge. See the water there. There's a boat going down the river.
It seems to be worse this year.
Red and white boat.
Would you like to go on a boat one of the days? No, we can't. But we could do a different one.
At least not in it, maybe.
No, definitely not.
Not this day.
No, not today.
The other day. This Tuesday.
Oh, no way, no.
Well, which day is it?
Today, it's Monday today.
Is it still holiday?
Yep. It's still holiday, sweetheart, yes.
Yeah, now it is.
All right.
Well, since it's still holiday.
Is it?
Okay.
Come on, this is that thing.
Come on, move.
Are
we
moving?
Yeah.
Is she with us? Look off, like Alex. You did very good. Well done.
So thank you.
Why are we jumping?
Waiting for Grandma. Jorvik, but it's spelt with a J, so it's,
it looks like Jorvik,
but it's actually pronounced Jorvik.
That's how it's
Jorvik.
That's
right.
Not English.
Because when I looked it up on the internet, I had a job finding it.
Oh, bless you.
And then Google said, did you mean Jorvik, as in with a J? And I thought, ah!
Right.
Yes, I do. I never thought of it being spelt like that.
No, and I never thought that you'd...
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's one of those things, isn't it? You know.
I mean, I call it Jorvik for quite a while.
Right.
Until I was being, you know.
Right. Bethany, hold my hand, thanks.
Viking umbrellas, Mum.
Pardon?
Viking umbrellas.
Goodness me.
And I don't have one because mine broke.
Yours did break, didn't it?
They're too big. Are they too big? Definitely not anything like that.
They're really big. You stay with us, Bethany, you don't go anywhere. Alex? Yeah, but you don't, you stay near us, please. He's gone to sort some money out.
Well, it is a 200 pack for me, isn't it? Probably it's me. Thank you. Grandad's waiting for Daddy, I think.
Is that including concession for me, if there is one?
I don't know, it might be just a cheap, you know, family.
Family, oh, that's fine. But she's Bethany's under.
She's under five.
Right, I've got two children. One under five. One's under five, and I'm blind. I don't know if there's any concession. Yeah.
Where's Alice?
We've got one child three. So how many have we got now? We've got one child to bed.
No, there's six, another adult. What an okay adult.
Would you like to
see me at all? No, it's still still complicated because.
Do you we have a grill?
Oh yeah, please. Absolutely, thank you. Excellent. Right, no, definitely. Thanks.
Can somebody hold
that? There you go.
All right, hang on. Thanks.
Sorry, I didn't come back.
You can come in at the end. Thank you very much. Enjoy your visit.
Thank you. Where's Bessie?
Frank is with Alex. I'll follow behind you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Bessie.
Years of the Viking discovery on this side of the sky, Germany's beautiful peace joined to the public to see these remains being excavated. This year, the young Prince Charles climbing out of the very cold while now standing in front of the peace store of Alex Galenki. Everything you see whilst you are here at Yorkville is based on archaeological evidence. Things like wooden bowls, bone lacquer cones, leather shoes, wooden spoons and iron tools, even a perfect toilet seat. For that matter, the very contents of the toilet. All were found by York Archaeological Trust and all have been used to build a picture of what it was actually like here in this very part of Yorkville in AD 975.
Whenever.
Buy one hot drink and you get another free.
Every time there is building work in this part of York, we come across the same waterlogged domain as Viking Age City of York. In 1975,
the
council decided to redevelop Cotswold and call the Craig and Sweet Factory shown here. So York Archaeological Trust already had a pretty good idea that there would be some spectacular finds coming. Starting in 1976, the trust spent 6 years carefully peeing away and recording over 36,000 layers of ancient roads and buildings from this site. The stairs behind them show a selection of those actual layers with real bones and fossils. During the dig, 1 million people came to see this very site and watch the Viking remains being uncovered.
We might have got to the edge of it,
absolutely.
News of the Viking discoveries on this site travelled fast. Journalists and VIPs joined the public.
If everyone move forward a little bit, there's plenty of room down here with Gary
Prince Charles, sailing under the very pole you are now standing in after his side tour of Alex.
We're going to do it with Alex with you or me?
No, Alex with me is fine, I don't mind either way.
Everything you see was in your is based on archaeological evidence. Things like wooden bowls, bone lanterns, leather shoes, wooden spoons and iron tools, even a perfect toilet seat. For that matter, they are very comfortable.
Sorry.
Welcome to the time machine, everybody. We're back to the year 975. Just so you're aware, there may be some slight movement as we travel back in time, so feeling comfortable, you can step to one side of the machine.
Welcome to the time machine. We are about to take you back to York in the year AD 975. Some time turbulence may be experienced. There is absolutely nothing to worry about. Enjoy your journey.
Thank you.
We're now starting at 1866. I'll repeat, 866.
It's an additional one, is it? Nottingham, it's like we did at Nottingham. All
it's
right.
Not scary, am I?
Mind your head on the speakers when you're sitting down.
It's just like, isn't it? The same idea.
It's not scary, it's honestly, Robbie. It's not.
Divided up the city into new building blocks. Within a short time, Jorvik had become one of the greatest cities of Northwest Europe. Everything you're about to see is based on evidence, most of it dug up here by archaeologists from the York Archaeological Trust. We have moved forward in time. It's now late afternoon, on the 25th of October, AD 975. Welcome to the City of York. You have arrived by the River Fox. Ahead lies the city with countless houses and workshops, many of them newly rebuilt. To the right, two children are playing Nefeta, a popular Viking board game. Animal bones and antler from deer are being cut up and made into everyday objects. Things like combs, skates, what? Bone pins are all being made in this building.
A bit smelly. Absolutely.
Hold on as we head out of the cabin and up the river. People began rebuilding work on their houses, making them from oak beams and planks. They're two-story. The lower story acting as a cellar with living and working space above. The citizens have started to build upwards as the city of Jorvik becomes more successful and ever more crowded. Ahead lies one of the older, simpler, single-story buildings, yet to be replaced. It's made from wattle and door. Now really bad. Mm-hmm. Research has shown us it was used by a blacksmith. He's in there now hammering out iron goods for sale on tomorrow's street market. It's a hot job. Now we'll visit his neighbor. He's a wood turner, and he too has a new two-story building. Here he is making wooden bowls and cups on his pole lathe. And it's this trade that gives us
the smell of the wood.
The street of the cupmaker. Listen, you can hear the sounds of a street market in Copperhead through this gap.
Yep.
Another building is being erected on this property. Behind the main house. Here the cellar is being dug out and lined with oak planks before the upper story is added. Let's go back down towards the river. Here local traders attempt to strike a deal. There are goods and raw materials from across Britain, as well as rare and valuable items. Amber, sharpening stones, walls, stone wine, the eastern Mediterranean, keepsakes from further afield include coins from Central Asia and a cowrie shell in the Red Sea. Warbridge is truly bustling, vast international trading centers. Each lot is separated from the next by wattle fences. Everyone has a small frontage on the street, but a long backyard. The backyards are also where toilets, rubbish bins, and wells are located, all in close proximity. Not a healthy combination. This is why everyone drinks beer, even the children. Oh dear, this toilet's occupied.
Oh my gosh, that is horrible! That really smells, wow.
Into the leather workers' cell. Here, raw materials and finished goods are stored in casks. The children are weaving, spinning yarn. Hold on now, we'll go up through the trapdoor and see the living and working part of the house. The hearth is the centre of home life. The fire is used for life, youth, cooking. Youth spaces are used to store tools and dry herbs and other foods. This is Coppergate, an important commercial street in the heart of the city of York. You can buy almost anything you want here. Coppergate is just one of many streets in this city, which is home to 10,000 people. The streets of the city of Jorvik are poor, covered in filth and muck, rutted by cartwheels with potholes everywhere.
The smells are absolutely incredible how they've done that. The smell is how they've actually done that. This is amazing.
The floor gave way in the fire, so you can see into the cellar. Workmen are busy repairing. Wow! We're coming back from the past to the present. Slowly we're returning to the excavation. We're nearly back in 1980 again. These are the remains of the actual oak houses erected on this very site by Vikings over 1,000 years ago. They've been preserved by being cocooned in damp soil ever since. Only the painstaking conservation work of the York Archaeological Trust has preserved these timbers for you and for the future. Permanently damp soil conditions not only preserve these temples, even the bugs, beetles, leaves and eggshells, even the things that go into toilets, they've all survived. This evidence, excavated over 6 years and studied for another 20 by the staff of the York Archaeological Trust, has been used to create what it was like in Yorkshire. Every single thing you've seen in this Viking Age city is based on the Trust's research. Human skeletons found here and elsewhere were used to reconstruct the faces of the people you've just met in the city of York. Each bone must be carefully cleaned and recorded. From the shape of the skull, we can tell the basic shape of a person's face. A computer scans the skull and then scans the face of a modern subject of similar build and age. The computer can then create a face. A sculptor takes this image and adds skin, colour and hair. And now you're looking directly into the face of a resident of Viking Age York.
That's what he would look like. That's clever.
When a time capsule stops, why not search for more of the evidence for yourself? Start to think like an archaeologist. Please be ready to leave your capsule quickly. Are you ready to explore further?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I don't think you had time to look at that, did you?
That's absolutely incredible. No, that's not right. That's around the gallery bit.
Right.
With the braille is around the actual gallery bit. Thank you.
Wow, that was... thanks. Yeah. Pretty amazing, actually.
Hello.
What are those looking at? Oh, rubbing, yeah?
Bethany, don't go over here.
Oh, wait.
Wow. Is it very heavy, Alex?
Stand up straight. You can hold it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So, oh, goodness me. That is heavy. I agree.
Okay.
That is well heavy. Can you look at some pictures? No. Oh, no. Right. Yeah, I'm not surprised,
lovely.
Alex, you want to go to Dan and Daddy and take a picture?
Has he gone? Has he disappeared?
Was that the only ride?
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Good.
My dad's stopping there now.
Why?
I don't know.
Then
you
start adding it to the dark green on the bottom. That one's too dark green. Then you've got
three green on that one, and then as you do it, you add it to the tablets. Where was it?
Shields. Can you keep your eye
on? Sorry. It's a night cast. I saw that too.
It's what?
In the olden days.
Like your Scoobies, aren't they?
No, they're
but in wool.
Like Scoobies.
That's a spoon made out of cow's horn. Right. Now what they would do is when you heat up a cow's horn, it opens like a book. Right. It's itself very, very flat. Uh-huh. And out of that, you can cut out any shapes you want. And then just take the head.
Do not take that away.
Have, yeah.
I wonder what they made out of, corn and salt.
You come round here, Bethany. Bethany, come round to the granddad. Come round. What colour?
Black. Go over to your right. Go further down and now.
Yeah, I got it ready. Look, see where the country is.
Yep. Right, yes. That would be so heavy altogether.
One man would have decorated the shield.
One. Just one. Come on, let's have a
go now. Dad! Yeah. Okay.
Come here then.
Wow, they're big. Huge shield. It isn't. All right. I would have said that was big. Right, it's certainly too heavy. Sorry? That's how they weave. Have you seen a loom? Don't know, this one here. Right. Hang on that, sorry. Right. This is the. Then you put the sugar through there.
Yes.
There's weights hanging at the bottom.
Right.
To handle,
but you're not allowed to touch.
Well, Mummy is allowed to touch.
I am actually. Allowed.
Hey.
Alex, don't you go away.
Give me your beer, right? Alex, give me your ruby.
Those shields must be so heavy.
Yeah.
Viking runes.
Letters, is that?
Yes. Yeah, same as letters. It's their way of writing.
Sorry?
When it comes to reading Lord of the Rings.
JR Tolkien based Lord of the Rings on runes, on the Viking runes. Yes.
Well, or just there was a lot of them.
Was it? Right. I wondered if there were just some that he'd...
I don't know.
He got one of his
hands. Oh dear.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have it when they found him.
You see, Alex, these are things that have actually been...
They're skeletons. You're making silver coins.
Oh, right.
To make your own.
Really?
Make on fire, put it that way. Make on fire.
Gosh.
For $150, they'll make you your own a coin with, I don't know whether they put different things on.
Can we not?
Yeah, I'm on it. Here is a skull that we found, and it's got all the different teeth missing at it.
Bethany, no.
Back here. Just watch Bethany and I'll go with Alex and Donna and then we'll come back. This is,
see this?
Can you see this?
Possibly not.
Right, tell us about what we're doing.
I'm making a penny.
Wow.
No.
Right, we'll do it for him.
Viking Age coin. Mm-hmm. Vikings only had one coin. They didn't have 5p's and 10p's and pound coins like we do today. It was one coin. And this coin would buy you 16 chickens or a small pig or 4 ounces of beer.
Goodness me.
This was about a month's wages for a normal working man.
Can you let Donna see that, please?
Thank you.
She can't see.
That's all right.
Yeah. And thank you.
It's then cut into pieces, is it, to make smaller
ones? It is. If we only want 8 chickens,
so you've just...
we cut it in half.
Right.
Like that.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Which is where we get half penny.
Yeah. All right. Incredible.
And if you only want a foot, you cut it into quarters. Yeah. Fours, which is where we get farthings from.
I've learned about our quarters.
Have you? So you know all about that.
Thank you.
Are you wanting one? Yes?
We'll have two, I think.
Two.
Do you want Bethany to come and see it? Or
so we start off with a normal blank disc of pewter. Now, the Viking could use solid silver. And we put it onto a little block. And then we have a coin die with a picture on the end, is there?
Can you see?
Oh, thank you.
Is there?
Right, yeah. Okay.
You can see it, can't you, Alice?
That goes in a metal tube, which the Vikings didn't actually have. The Vikings would simply hold it with their hands.
Oh, Lord.
But since I like it with my fingers...
Yep, absolutely.
So, if I can ask you all to stand back a bit, please.
Right.
Sometimes it bounces. I'm ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, with my superhuman strength, smack it with the hand. Like so. And we have our very own...
You can have it, Alex. I've got the money here for it.
Right, I'll pack it for you.
What did you say, Alex?
Very welcome.
Better get Bethany one, hadn't we?
Please, yeah.
Please.
Do you want to... Alex, watch!
Watch! Do it again.
I don't know where Bethany is.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
Put the tube over the top.
See how she put it carefully in the middle.
Stand back.
Stand back again.
Whoa.
That's a hard act.
There we are.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. Yep, I can't.
Sorry. It's
a Viking coin. There's a skeleton here. Just let me check it and describe it. He's not had a good time.
Right.
All the things that he's. Number one.
Can I stop?
A very smart indicator on the skeleton.
Uh-huh.
One, loaf and tip very wet to be in the skull. Two, loaf it up a neck, keep it in two. Three, red neck, lower drill, but neck, four, top, visible muscle attack, indicating the skull. Nine, two stab wounds, look on this, scratch it, yep, and then 10, upper leg, so possibly back to your chin.
Goodness me, guy, somebody had given up years before that. Wow, a hard life. That was absolutely fascinating with the bike and the money.
Yeah.
Have we got it? Yeah, your mum's,
Where's mum? Dad, just look at this one. It's quite amusing. You wouldn't want to be in.
What have you found now, Alex? Sorry.
Don't go away. Alright,
do you want me to stay with Alex?
Mom.
Yeah?
Please, can I borrow one of your phones?
Ah, that's what is it? Button. This?
Yeah.
Right, and what does it do?
It makes a picture.
So what's the picture here? Can you tell me?
Lower leg bone.
A lower leg bone? Right, excellent.
Mum, how about this one?
Go on then.
There you go.
And
wow.
Your
jaw.
A jawbone?
Yeah.
That's where your teeth fit.
No, it's just a jaw.
Yeah.
Let's have a look then. I wonder what these buttons.
Well, you press one and see.
Mugwort. Plain cane that is open from the east. Louse cress.
Now I know why.
Grass. Camomile. Nettle. Crabapple. Chervil and fennel. All soap. Grind the herbs into powder. Mix them with soap and apple juice. Make a paste of water and ashes. Take the fennel, boil it in the paste, and bathe it with a beaten egg. When he applies the salve, both before and after, sing this spell over each herb, 3 times before he prepares them, and also on the apple. And sing it in the mouth, and both ears of the mouth, and the same spell on the wound, before he applies the salve.
Christ stood out as the best of every sort. Only I know the running river with the 9 snakes beholdeth me. May all beads who are sprig of warts, the seas dissolve, all salt water, when I blow this bane from you.
That's really good. Excellent.
Can I try some of that? It's on.
When, little when, here you shall not build, nor have your abode, but you shall go north to the hill nearby, where, benighted one, you have a brother. He shall lay a leaf at your head. Under the wolf's foot, under the eagle's wing, under the eagle's claw may you wave forever. Shrivel like a coal on the hearth. Shrink like slime on the wall. Waste away like water in a bucket. Become little as a grain of linseed, and much smaller than a hand-worn hip bone. So very small that you become nothing.
That's all about like that one. No, mine goes.
I don't know if
it's going to something else.
Oh, Alex, I want those lessons up there. Well, what did we do here? See if you can translate them. You've got one.
Mix them with soap and apple juice. Make a paste of water and ashes. Take the fennel, pour it in the paste.
They look like them.
Yes, Sally.
Have you seen the skeleton in the glass?
The what, sorry?
The skeleton in the glass.
No.
It's a real skeleton.
Is it a real skeleton?
Once they put it in the glass, they put arrows on.
Yeah.
Alex, that's what the writing does. Pick that one. That's the bed. That's the bed. Can you see it?
Yes.
What's it? And that's, oh, we saw what it, that's what it would look like in nowadays. You see, that's what you'd have nowadays. You'd have a proper bathroom. Keep turning it, it would come brighter. Yeah, so that's the difference, isn't it? And what's more, the toilet was outside.
Yeah, and ours is in.
Yeah.
And we got lights in our home.
Yeah.
They
didn't know. You want to have a look? Right, well look.
That's what toilets are like now. Turn it back. That's what it used to be like, Bethany.
There's some over there.
Let her. Oh, is there something over there as well?
And it's the
thing
that makes the picture.
Oh, right. You're not supposed to be looking at that then. Sorry?
It's the thing that makes the picture.
There's a flat.
A flat?
is, if Mummy presses that button, watch where your hand is.
I know.
Oh, you've done that.
We've done those, yeah. We've done a few of them, haven't we?
Sorry.
Press that button there. No, it's then it brings that, but it's already there, so. No, it's all right. They're all. Now, that one's gone. Press that button now and watch.
You're
going
to tell me about him. Well, you'd be very careful. They're not really meant to touch, it's just that I can't see them.
Sorry.
They're standing there.
Uh-huh.
What is that for, Mom?
There should be a button or something, it'll start again.
Take a look at this.
What's that?
Don't know.
What did
your Biking
look like?
We can
reconstruct
the skull, the most likely skull.
Structure can be simulated by scanning
ancient skulls
using a laser
leaf
of
palm
computers.
The skull.
Detailed
knowledge of anatomy allows structure to be
built up over
the
bone.
No.
That's the end of that one.
Okay.
Right here's the picture of a skull. And here's one.
What did your big spiking look like? We can reconstruct in the shape of
a skull.
Oh, yeah.
That's his eyes.
Uh-huh.
Nose.
Yeah.
That's ears.
Right.
Mouth. Head. Here's a bone. And it's glued in.
It's what, sorry?
This is.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, you've done really well.
I'm still looking for something that we haven't done. Oh, but left is upstairs.
Sorry.
Put that down now.
Yeah. One thing, the glass had got down.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Bethany, come on up. This way.
You've done extremely well. Sorry.
Bethany.
Thank you.
I think this is the end.
Yeah.
Look, we'll take that down. Then can we buy a coffee?
We might get a drink first, but yes, you certainly can.
Hey, that's what we have.
Right. Keep with us, Alex, please. Good boy. Well done. Excellent. Don't push, Alex. No. stay with us, please. Excuse me.
There's the pens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bendable pens.
Pardon?
Bendable
ones, yeah.
That's what?
Look at this door. That's the Viking door.
Wow.
Uh oh, you knocked a horse off.
Sorry.
I'm not too nice.
Sorry.
Those mites were already knocked over, they can't stand up.
From Daddy's shop, look. Yes. These are tinsy ones, though.
Yes.
Pardon? I'll show you some tinsy stuff.
Well, I'm okay, I mean, I need to be with him, or somebody does.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No, oh, come on.
Golden
coin.
Yeah. Gosh, they're big, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, look, Alex, there you've seen horrible history.
Where?
Where
are the history?
£20 each.
The one I like the best.
This is a teddy bear.
The
window
to my dad.
Squidgy purple.
Teddy that's actually
blue.
You got a squidgy teddy?
Yeah.
Good girl.
Let's have a look.
Sure, mummy.
Bethany? Bethany? That's got something for you, Dana, but I'll let you see it later.
Oh.
A smelly postcard.
Oh Lord!
Yeah.
Oh my God! She has said to me that if we scratch it, you can smell it for a year. So there you go. Oh wow, Bessie, that's
What did you need?
Right, how much was her?
£4.50
Teddy, did you? He's made for you with Alex.
I think it's a fan.
A little handheld
at their back.
Oh, right. This is round and round. Yeah.